appeal will go to the polls a week today. We have four candidates vying for a seat in the House of Keys. And this morning we hear from the third to declare, David Pownall, who lives in Balawattleworth in the town. He's in charge of five of the sites that you may well often go to. Site supervisor at Manx National Heritage, the House of Mananan and the Old House of Keys are among them. Good morning, Mr. Pownall. That's a good start.
Morning,
I've good got
morning.
That. I'm not the House of Mananan.
No,
the Old House of Keys,
House
is it?
The Old House of Keys and the Nautical Museum and Castle Rushen and the Little Grammar School and Rushen Abbey also. And we're flying the flag today for the
You're flying the ensign
Navy.
Flag today
we
for the
are.
Merchant
We've got four
Navy
flags
Day.
Up. Yes, we have.
Good morning to you. Well, I got the first bit right. You do work still for Manx National Heritage,
yes,
I take it.
Yeah.
Tell me, if elected, you vowed to donate your salary, haven't you, over the next 12 months to Cancer Research?
Yes.
Now, I've no doubt it's genuine. It makes a good headline, but I've no doubt you're hoping the gesture will help you win a few extra votes as well.
Quite honestly, I don't really care for that, really. I had a friend, Patsy, who went to Nobles Hospital a couple of years ago. And unfortunately, the staff over here, I think they're overworked. They didn't pick up on the fact that Patsy had a cancer. They didn't diagnose it. She went away. They diagnosed it. Said, you've got 3 months. She came back and she's no longer with us. And I'm just keen to see if I can do something symbolic in respect of that kind of incident. I noticed that general surgery on the Isle of Man waiting list activity at the end of May is up 65.3%. We've got 109 people on the general surgery list. That's quite a lot. Breast surgery is up 15.2%. There are five people waiting for breast surgery operations. I just think that we need to support our health service a little bit more, and that purely is a symbolic way of raising awareness, James.
You've got a background in the military, of course, before your current position. How has this shaped your politics or otherwise?
Well, I think that you've definitely got to get off the island when you're younger, and I had that opportunity, and I actually toured the world with various regiments, the Irish Guards Regiment, the Royal Irish Rangers. I was a musician, and we played at a lot of top events, and we saw how things were organised in different governments and systems. I was awarded the United Nations Peacekeeping Force Medal in Cyprus. We were actually held at gunpoint at one point going through the Turkish sector. So I've seen for real issues, to political issues. I was also part of the Inniskillen bombing episode in 1987. That was quite a scary thing to do, but we all got through that. But when I look at the Isle of Man, I can see that things need to be structured and almost regimented, if you like.
Tell me, you've talked about a better healthcare system, or touched on that. A fairer deal for pensions, you mentioned as well in your manifesto. What do you make of the new pension reforms which were recently passed in Tynwald?
I think that we really do need to look at looking after our pensioners better. I lived in Berlin for quite some time, and I often walked around Berlin thinking, my word, these are lovely big houses that the people in Berlin live in. But what they do is you have a big house because you tend to have your family living with you as well, and you look after your granny and your granddad and all the rest of it. And if there's a new member of your family, they can come and live in this house. On the Isle of Man, and actually in the UK, we tend to go up for the two up, two down sort of box unit. There is no room when you've probably heard your friends talking, oh, we've got such and such staying with us this weekend, but we haven't got a bed, we need to borrow a bed. When the elderly get sick, we're faced with this situation where we almost are farming them off to various old people's homes. And I think that not only do we need to look after them financially, we need to look after them. We need to stimulate these people. I was walking around Castletown yesterday, and there was an older.
You should be knocking on the doors in Peel, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I was walking around Castletown. I had to go in to put the flags up on top of the castle momentarily, and there was an elderly gentleman there, Calvert Fayle, and you see these people walking around the town, and you never take the opportunity to speak to them. But this fella, he and his friend, who was stood next to him, they'd sailed around the Cape of Good Hope. They had some fantastic stories about their Merchant Navy days, and they actually put the flag up in the Nautical Museum. I challenge you, when you're walking around Peel and the Isle of Man, just take a look at the more mature people in society and take the time to ask them a few questions about their lives, and you might be very surprised.
Moving on, obviously, there's more time to explore pension reforms. I know you're one of the guests with the other candidates on the Sunday Opinion this week. Among your more ambitious ideas, if you like, this preparation of a state-of-the-art, almost a Formula One-style track for the TT, do you think that's viable?
I absolutely do think it's viable, because, and I think it could take 20 years, but I just think we need to start looking at it now, because you must agree that the bikes are outperforming the track. If you've got a motorbike travelling through Kirkmichael trying to touch nearly 200 miles an hour, it's not going to happen if there's an accident, so. And we haven't really reinvested, I don't think, the money that we've made on the TT and the festival, indeed. I don't think we've really invested it. It's a bit like years ago. We had all the boarding houses on the promenade, and we all sort of made our money, I guess, and then went off to Spain for the winter. We should have been reinvested in the boarding houses. I'm looking out at them now, and I can't see too many of them, but this is the way we're going with the TT.
There isn't that many left, of course.
No, there isn't that many left, but I think the TT could actually stop overnight, and I think if we start just thinking about it now, we might have it in 20 years' time. We might be able to hand it over to our grandchildren, and we can use the Isle of Man brand name.
Lots of things to discuss. We are out of time. I just want to ask you, really, four candidates vying for the seat in Peel. What sets you apart, do you think, from the other three?
Well, you won't see lots of pictures of me around Peel in the hedgerow. I kind of think that sort of thing is quite tacky. You will see me wandering around the harbour, trying to gain support outside the co-op, outside ShopRite, knocking on doors. I really do. I'm a hands-on person, and I would task you, if you've got a job for me to do, if you'd like me to come along and see how your job could be improved, give me a call and I will come along and I'll physically do the job, so we can see what's going on, and very hands on.
David Pownall, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you, David Pownall. One of the four candidates, the others being Leslie Hanson, Ray Harmer, and Penny Hardman, who will be my guest at the same time tomorrow.